I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
All day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all day companion for news.
This is the 5 o'clock report. 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial free. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. Trouble outside Corner Canyon High School. Teenagers have apparently been partying at night outside the Draper High School for years now. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayrt says police in the school district are cracking down.
Draper police say 37 teens were arrested last weekend alone, and the school district says neighbors have complained and they're worried someone is going to get hurt.
We've seen drag racing there. We've had fireworks and other explosive devices be ignited after hours. We've had loud music being played after hours.
District spokesman Jeff Haney says years of extra security and unmarked police hasn't worked. Now they've changed their trespassing hours and they're also installing gates.
$25,000 to install the gates to restrict access to the campus. And this is a direct result of all of the activity that has been happening.
Haney and police say it's kids from all over the state congregating, and he wants parents to talk to their teens. Lindsay Ayrt, KSL News Radio.
Well, they were the Bountiful Braves for generations, but this morning we learned they'll be renamed starting next school year. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik has the story.
Principal Aaron Hogue says they eventually chose the Redhawks because it has some local significance, and it also allows them to easily keep their current school colors. Next up will be a hectic summer of replacing signage around the school. An announcement came last November that the Braves moniker was being retired following concerns about the mascot being culturally insensitive and also inappropriate.
The Bountiful Red Hawks. Among the names Bountiful rejected, the Bears, the Blazers, and the Lightning. Pfizer wants to start giving COVID shots to kids under age 16. Maria Soleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Pfizer says its COVID vaccine is safe and effective for younger kids. It's now asking the FDA to amend its emergency use authorization to include children from 12 to 15. Pfizer says the side effects are also consistent with those seen in 16 to 25-year-olds. Johnson & Johnson still isn't up to speed when it comes to production of its vaccine. White House COVID advisor Jeff Zients says the drug maker is still waiting for federal approval of its Baltimore production facility in order to boost output.
Johnson & Johnson expects a relatively low level of weekly dose delivery until the company secures FDA authorization.
J&J has said it still believes it can meet its vaccine commitment. The medical examiner taking the stand in day 10 of Derek Chauvin's murder trial, Dr. Baker, conducted the autopsy and determined the cause of George Floyd's death.
The law enforcement subdual restraint and the neck compression was just more than Mr. Floyd could take by virtue of that those heart conditions.
Now the defense claims Floyd died of a cardiac arrest or illicit drug use. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Interior Secretary Deborah Holland is on her way back to D.C. after 2 days touring Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante monuments. Senator Mike Lee was with her, and he says they heard from Utahns who were hurt when those lands were designated by executive orders.
Utahns who live near national monuments, Utahns whose professional livelihoods, whose ability to graze their cattle, to run their businesses, have been adversely affected.
Senator Lee says they talked about options to protect the interests of the government and local residents. Prosecutors have ruled three unified police officers were just doing their job when they shot a suspect in Midvale last September. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has the story.
This is the shooting of Matthew Cameron Nolden, who wasn't even the primary suspect that officers were looking for. It happened last September when Nolden was the passenger in a stolen vehicle. Salt Lake County DA Sim Gill says Nolden ran away from officers after the tires were spiked, and as he was running, body camera footage shows Nolden pointed a gun at UPD Detective Chelsea Winslow. That's when three officers fired.
They fired five times. DA Sim Gill says the suspect tried to fire at cops, but the safety was on. Two men have been charged with shooting at a Mill Creek convenience store clerk. You might have heard about this incident last weekend at a Mill Creek 7-Eleven. The suspects opened fire after their bank card was declined. They shot six times and missed six times, and the clerk escaped with his life. Police got a good look at the surveillance video and made the arrests. The Biden administration will look at making changes to the Supreme Court.
The White House will set up a commission to study possible changes to the Supreme Court. The move comes as President Biden's facing pressure from progressive Democrats to add seats to the highest court in the wake of a political shift to the right after former President Trump put three new justices on the bench. Six of the nine current Supreme Court justices were appointed by Republican presidents. The establishment of a commission to study the issue was a campaign promise from Mr. Biden, who has never said if he supports court packing or instituting term limits. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Congressman John Curtis says he's concerned about packing the court. He says it'll only politicize and diminish the integrity of the Supreme Court, which will damage public trust in its rulings. KSL News Time, 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report, and I believe we have emergency traffic, Ricky Meese.
We do have emergency traffic as the crash continues to be cleared. Southbound I-15 prior to Warm Springs Road. Delays are solid, reaching back to 2600 South Woods Cross. Now we have our second emergency traffic situation of the day for your Friday afternoon drive. This is northbound I-15 prior to the 6th South exit downtown Salt Lake City. It is blocking center and left lanes of traffic, and delays are quickly passing the I-80-201 interchange. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.